I'm your boy Dayton.
And I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. How did the hipster burn his mouth?
I don't know. How did the hipster burn his mouth?
He ate the pizza before it was cool.
This is a good joke. If you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at outlook.com. So now it's time for this week's big word of the week.
This week's big word of the week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with their great pastor, Kate Murphy. Palpate. Palpate. P-A-L-P-A-T-E. Which means to examine by touch, especially medically.
So, like,
have you ever examined something by touch?
Yeah, just touching it. Is that you examine it by touch? Like, literally anything. That would be... Have you ever touched anything?
Yep.
Well, then you examined it by touch.
Okay.
Now it's time for this week's African-American athlete. This week's African-American athlete is Wilma Goldine Rudolph. Wilma Goldine Rudolph, better known as Wilma Rudolph, was an African-American sprinter born in St. Bethlehem, Tennessee, who became a world record-holding Olympic champion and international sports icon in track and field following her successes in the 1956 and 1960 Olympic Games. So, Dayton.
Yep.
Think you could beat her in a race?
Nope.
Don't think so?
Nope.
What about now?
Yeah, maybe.
So, how about, you think one day you'll be able to beat her in a race? Ever?
No.
Well, it's okay. She was 54. Huh? She passed away in 1994.
Think I could beat her in a race? At that age.
At 54?
Yep, I could beat her.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's this or that question, which Dayton has for us.
This week's this or that question is brought to us by the by CarolinaHoopFest.com. You can contact Tyler to sign up for leagues from third grade to high school. Cake or donuts?
You can choose first.
I choose donuts.
Why?
Because they look cooler and they you get them in a box from places. You think you can get cake in a box, but like they're circular. And they have a hole in the middle.
So do butt cakes.
You say butt cakes?
No, I said butt cakes.
Oh.
Butt cakes, I don't know what that is. Anyway, I think cakes are better because I was forced into this decision. And also because cake is just so extravagant. And that's all I have to say about that. Okay, so now we're going to jump right into this week's book recommendation, which I have for you guys. The book recommendation for today is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's book recommendation is On the Line. On the Line is a book about a boy who is the star of his own middle school basketball team, but has one outstanding flaw, his free throw shot, which he struggles with and has caused the team to lose on multiple occasions, until he finally finds a way to fix it, but it's pretty goofy. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Read the book if you like basketball, or you just like a good book. Now, as we get into the final segment of this week's show, and Dayton will also give you final couple week segments of the show, and Dayton will also give you a briefing pretty soon on pretty important stuff. So Dayton, take it away with your
fact of the week, which is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broken. Contact us at 704-941-0802. On March 16th, 1926, the first liquid-fueled rocket was created. The first man to give hope to dreams of space travel is American Robert H. Goddard, who successfully launched the world's first liquid-fueled rocket at Auburn, Massachusetts on March 16, 1926. The rocket traveled for 2.5 seconds at a speed of about 60 miles per hour, reaching an altitude.
An altitude of what? Just an altitude? Just some altitude? We don't know what it was. We don't know what it was. It was an altitude, though. You didn't think this through. Okay. And
we don't know.
Okay, so was it like the liquid, like is it like gas? It was just a liquid.
It was a liquid fuel rocket, so they probably used water.
What?
Just kidding.
Okay.
Probably gas.
Clearly, there's more to learn on this subject.
Yes.
Like the altitude and what liquid was used to make the rocket. Just look it up. Don't. Yeah, whatever. So now, as we get into the end of this week's podcast, Dayton's going to tell you some important information.
You've heard of coronavirus.
No. I mean, yes. Yes, I have.
It's a disease going around that started in... I forgot what place it was in China. Coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, which stands for Coronavirus Disease 2019. Coronavirus. Stop getting this. If you don't want to get it, you could wash your hands, avoid big crowds, and stay home as much as possible. Yes.
I'm sure many of you people out there are kids who don't have to go to school. I'm also gonna tell you that you still have to do schoolwork, and just because you're out of school doesn't mean you just get to do whatever you want. I think. Pretty sure. So yeah, this is what we're gonna tell you about coronavirus, and make sure when you wash your hands,
you sing the birthday song twice. And if you want me to do that for you, that's a no.
If you want one, we can provide you with a track of Dayton singing the birthday song twice. But
yep.
For now,
it'll be on your Pandora playlist.
So now we're going to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
And again, if you like to send us in any of the, segment suggestions, you contact us at bro@outlook.com. You can win lots of cool prizes like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Big posters that say bro.
And much more.
Solar toys.
Oh, wow.
And cars.
Oh, wow.
Cheeto Puffs.
Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Okay, see you guys next week. It'll be on Sunday next week, too.
Yes.
Bye.
Just maybe a little bit.
This is Bro vs. Bro.